Boucard, touch out of the feet, plays it out towards the right, where Chia Alexander's lurking. Midway through the first half, still goalless at the Hive. Alexander's cross trying to find Fonguk, headed away as far as Mason Clark, brings it down with his right thigh, turns away from goal, turns back towards goal, 20 yards out, into Fonguk. Fonguk, wonderful finish! Excellent goal into the top right corner. Mason Clark set him up, and Fonguk, with a really cute, almost dinked effort, into the top right corner. Great bit of possession from Barnett, matched by a wonderful finish from Wes Fonguk, and it's Barnett 1, FC Halifax Town 0.
You have to say it was coming. I mean, we talked about how neat Mason Clark had been, and very good first touch, always looking to play in a teammate, and that time, after trying it three or four times, worked perfectly. Fonguk, superb, calm finish into the top corner, and yeah, really beautifully worked goal.
Sweeney carrying the ball forward slowly, out wide to Che Alexander again. Alexander forward, plays a 1-2 with Mason Clark. Che Alexander now wandering inside, seemed to be handled, but he's lost possession, and now FC Halifax Town can come away with it with Cameron King, who crosses the halfway line, plays it through to Devontae Rodney. He's got the pace on Reynolds. Rodney buried down on goal, slots home across goal. What attack, that's all Halifax Town needed, and Devontae Rodney has broken through, beat the offside trap, beaten Reynolds for pace, and slotted home calmly across goal past Mark Cousins. It's his second league goal for FC Halifax Town, and it's a crucial one. It's Barnett 1, Halifax 1.
Barnett have looked a bit susceptible to those counter-attacks from Halifax. I thought that the space would open up for them at some point and they'd get their chance. And wow, Devontae Rodney, what a brilliant finish. Once he got that fit, you know, he got through, it was quite a tight angle, but absolutely superb, right-footed, slotted right into the bottom corner, made absolutely no mistake. And yeah, the space has been there when Halifax have counter-attacked at times, and they took full advantage there.
As we venture into second half stoppage time, where there will be 4 minutes additional, Tarpey's free kick is a dangerous one into the corridor of uncertainty, and it just needed a touch. I think it was Medialito flying at it, or it might have been Akinola. Either way, though, no one got a touch, and it was comfortably held in the end from goalkeeper Johnson, who must have been holding his breath there.
It was one of those whip-free kicks to the far post that so often you see when it doesn't get a touch, sometimes it drops in, you know, just drops in the corner at the far post. But luckily enough for Johnson, it was on track to get just dropped into his hands. But as you said, Sam, if there'd been a touch from the onrushing striker, then it could have gone in the near post, it could have gone anywhere. And that would have been a huge, huge moment for Barnett to grab a winner at this stage.
Duckworth now plays it inside to Mayer. Mayer now forward to King. King stops on the ball. Back it goes to Duckworth. Duckworth clips it forward, looking for the run of Devontae Rodney. It evaded him, and it's another comfortable collect for Mark Cousins. And there's no last-minute goal here. It's finished at the Hive. Barnett 1, FC Halifax Town 1. Barnett led at half-time. Where's Fonguk's strike? Midway through the first half was a neat one, having exchanged passes with Mason Clark. He hooked an effort into the top right-hand corner. Halifax Town regrouped, regathered, and equalised in the second half. It was a ball played forward. Devontae Rodney beat the offside trap, had the pace on Callum Reynolds, and kept his composure in front of goal to slot past Mark Cousins into the far corner. And neither side, despite both pushing for a winner, neither side could find one, and it ends all square at the Hive. It's finished Barnett 1, FC Halifax Town 1. And I guess, on the whole, probably the right result.